This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey AfterBuzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, everybody? It is the season finale of Love and Hip Hop. Ratchet Monday's coming to a close, but there's still more ratchetness to go around. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. Turn up, Josh.
Yep.
Yeah. What? Shout out to Chance the Rapper.
Got that Grammy.
Three Grammy wins. That was dope, man. I was so happy. And his performance.
Dope.
I missed it, actually.
What?
I saw Beyonce's. Man. That was the only one I saw.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah. Performance, yeah. He brought you back to church. And he brought out Kurt Franklin.
Yo, man. Oh, man.
It was dope. It was dope.
Tamela, man. Like, he just... He killed it. I mean, it was just a really good, feel-good performance.
Nice. Yes.
You know, Quintus. I can't even talk today. Thank you. I guess Mondays. Ratchet Mondays.
Ratchet Mondays.
I can't speak clearly.
Well, when you say it, you got to be like quintessential.
Yeah, see, that's quintessential. That's what I wanted to say, because it's Ratchet Monday. Right, you know what I'm saying? What's up, everybody? It's Slim Gonzalez here. And you can find me always at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Man, we have a fallen soldier.
We do.
We won short today. Shout out to T-Money.
Yeah, Trizzy. Man.
Yeah, doing her thing overseas.
She's actually a fan favorite, so I'm sorry, fan.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's cool. It's cool. We got two more shows, and we're going to have a fill-in.
Oh, yeah,
so
we're
not going to leave you hanging.
We're not going to leave the ladies hanging.
We got to leave the ladies hanging. We got a feeling coming in next week, so stay tuned for that. But right now,
it's guys' night.
And my man over here, Jimmy V. What's up, Jimmy V?
Hey, it's your boy, Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram, at BeYourOwnDad. Make sure, I try to tell y'all, go check that blog. It's booming. BeYourOwnDad.blogspot.com.
We booming.
You know what it
we
is.
Bumping.
And of course, my man always with the special gear.
Every time, man.
Khalil Boo Boo.
Khalil Boo Boo here, live and direct. Holler at me on Twitter and Instagram, at Khalil Boo Boo. And special shout out. To Shop Petty Swag. I kept trying to warn y'all.
There you go.
Special shout out.
There you go.
They got a whole bunch of different colors up there. Y'all go check it out. Shop Petty Swag on Instagram.
Boom.
That's what you do.
There it is. Yeah. There it is.
We businessmen over here.
That's how we do. Right? You know, we trying to get our coins up.
Get them coins.
So let's dive into this finale episode, which I didn't think was a finale until the very end.
Yeah.
No, it was the same perpetual bullshit.
I was like,
it was the same old crap.
Really?
Hey, we're done.
Right.
They did a little wrap up at the end and give 5 minutes of a wrap up.
And they always do this emotional, you know, this past year, I went through so much.
I know.
But ups and downs. I found out who my real friends are.
I learned
who was real and who was real fake.
Who was real fake.
But now I've got my own clothing line, so I'm going to move forward.
And I'm going to focus on my business and doing me. You should have been doing that the whole time.
You know, after all of that, I feel like even with that little nasty wrap up that they do Our boy Cisco still is losing.
Man, like, he couldn't bring anybody to wrap up with him, so he brought his mom. And did y'all notice that?
Yeah, and it was like, come on, he's like, come to side with his mom. I ain't got no friends, so I'm just gonna focus on my mom and my kids because no one else want me. Yeah. Like, that's what he wanted to say. I was like, poor Cisco kicked out the Creed squad. Mariah Lynn wouldn't even give him a hug. She's like, nah,
reached for the handshake, didn't get a hug.
He was like, okay.
Right, yeah. That was some major friend zone.
Yeah, it was super friend zone.
You got friend zone hard.
Like, really bad. But that's been the theme. Like, I feel like this whole season has been run down Cisco.
And then even then, sometimes he couldn't even get a friend. You think about the creep squad, like, damn. Like,
they only let her back in for, like, 5 minutes.
Only five? Only that one episode.
They let her back in for 5 minutes, and then he's back out.
You can't even hit the friend level, bruh. Is you a friend, bruh?
But the whole thing is, and I feel like I side with Rich when he was just like, yo, you really going to try to roll with Mariah Lynn, who was the girl that drove a wedge between us? Like, if you really about your boys, then let's be about your boys. Why would you deal with all the women that are out there? Why would you deal with somebody that's going to basically, again, that drove a wedge between you?
Right, of everybody
else that you could talk to. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. No problem. Also, Josh, when you get a chance, if you can put up the, live feed, we would love to see what people's is talking about.
Yeah, I got you right here. So shout out to Michelle and Monica already in the chat making it happen.
Shout out to y'all. No doubt. Let's talk about, we're going to come back to Cisco, but let's talk about Kim, the Kim's talking. Okay, this is my thing. I just feel like this whole Kim Bella situation, starting from last episode to now, it's like she's trying to be on camera. Like, she's trying
Monica
so
said
hard.
In oversized sweaters. Yeah.
But I'm like, and I love how Samantha called her out because she's like, when they had that little round table again. And then she's there and she's like, yo, you talking about coming to the party, but you had no gift. You had sneakers.
You ain't get your hair done.
No makeup.
Right. Like, she had Vaseline in her back pocket, low key.
Right. I'm like, you wasn't trying to. I mean, she really was called out. And
she seen what it was.
Yeah. No, she seen what it was for sure. But I feel like she definitely, this entire episode, her meeting with Yandy saying, we need to get together and we need to get the kids and, my kids too, because those are my godchildren. Like, come on, man. You don't self-appoint yourself as godmother. But I think all of it was boo-boo. All of it. And it was just a way for her to include herself into that whole fiasco that's been going around all season.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
I think she definitely wanted to get some more camera time.
Mm-hmm.
And she inputted herself into that whole
situation. That's what I'm saying.
Situation.
She wasn't invited.
My thing is, it's not your situation, so your two cents doesn't count for shit.
Right.
So as far as her being at that round table, get your ass up out of there.
Yeah.
It don't matter what you think. It doesn't involve you, I'm here because my God kids, I want them to buy me.
Stop it.
Get away.
You ain't around all this other time, but now you want to be around your God kids and all this stuff. But when we were watching, she did actually have some words of wisdom about Mendesis. Mm. And when she started clowning on him, and
the baby mamas came to the defense.
Yeah, they're like, wait.
Oh my gosh, how could you say that about him? That is my man. No.
Yo,
bitch,
but for real, I feel like my girl, I'm calling her my girl, Erica. I felt like she was like,
that's your girl?
Yeah. I felt like she was doing that. Mm-hmm. But like Judy, his mom, and of course Yanny was like, who are you talking about? Are you talking about my husband? Judy's like, wait, hold
on
a second.
Late reaction though, wasn't it?
It was kind of delayed. It was. Maybe they didn't know exactly who she was talking about. Maybe it was a different Mendesis. I don't know.
She was like, what?
Yeah. But I feel
my
like
man?
She was going in.
My
she
man?
Was going
not
in.
Not my man.
Who else would they be talking about?
Not my man.
Yes.
No, like
he didn't
I
do
said.
Nothing wrong. He didn't do nothing.
Like I said before, Mendesis knows how to pick him, okay? I'll give him that.
Not my man.
Not my man at all. So I feel like, Kim Bella definitely inserted herself into that. Didn't need to be there. I think it caused more harm than any good whatsoever that would have come out of that. So it was all bad. But, and of course, there was a shouting match at the end. I love how Samantha's like, we're going to see. You know, we're going to see what these kids are going to come in. We're going to wait.
We're going to see.
We're going to see. So let's get into Sky and Drewski.
Before we move on, before we leave this good fight.
Oh, yes.
Let me tell y'all about the good fight.
Oh, boom, do that.
The good fight is a next chapter in the good wife story. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt like it was only right to bring this up since we're talking about the bitter baby mama club.
Sure, sure.
On Love and Hip Hop.
Yeah.
It's a CBS All Access original series set in the world of the good wife. I'm sure you guys would enjoy something like that if you enjoy this bullshit. The Good Fight is from the creators of The Good Wife, obviously. Mm-hmm. Robert Michael King continues as showrunners. Christine Baranski?
Baranski.
Am I saying that right? Excuse me if I am. Reprises her role as Dane Lockhart. Y'all ever checked the show out?
You know what? I have seen a trailer for it, and it looked very interesting.
Nice, nice. Well, new episodes will be released on CBS All Access Sundays beginning February 19th. It's the 13th, so you guys.
It's coming up.
Got 6 days.
There you go.
It's coming up.
Start your free trial of CBS All Access. Go to cbs.com/goodfight.
There you go.
There it is. I have heard of The Good Wife. Good Wife is a good show, so it'll be interesting how this other show comes about, you know, especially being it's the same showrunners that are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, make sure you tune into that. And check it out, 19th. Get your mind right. Let's get on over to Sky and Drewski talking about who's not a good wife, according to Drewski.
So they've been going back and forth
right.
this whole season.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do this, I'm going to do this. If you're going to do this, I'm going to do
childish.
This. You're going to do this, I'm going to do this.
Petty
Thank
couple.
Thank you, Khalid.
Very
childish.
Very petty.
Thank you.
Yes.
Petty.
Yes.
You know when she showed up to that game, you know what I was thinking about?
What?
That Drake song of Child's Play? Breaking news, my niggas. If your girlfriend has been to any open season of basketball game,
that's right.
She is fucking one of them.
That's what they said at the beginning.
She is definitely fucking one of them. Definitely. On the team.
Yeah, she definitely got her petty on. I mean, he started it with the whole, which is
why you
got
to fight with me at Cheesecake. Yeah, exactly.
When she was basically, you know, he filmed her going through, you know, his phone, which was super petty. Put it on
way
social
before
media.
That. It started Bianca situation.
Right. No, I mean, it's been petty from jump, but I'm saying I feel like it took a turn.
I guess that's when.
Yeah. It took a turn when he put, because then it's like now he's involving everybody. He's putting, you know, this on social media, all that kind of stuff. So she's like,
okay. Never put you and your girl on social media.
Stupid.
Not no pettiness.
That's
like
that's
that.
A rookie
Keep
move.
It between y'all.
That's a rookie move. It's a rookie move.
Y'all
it's a rookie move.
Y'all just do cute babe photos and that's it.
That's it.
So what would y'all do if y'all was DJing at a park, you seen your shorty talking to one of the basketball players?
First off, what
y'all gonna do?
First off, I wouldn't be doing this whole back and forth nonsense with Bianca. That's number one.
Mm.
And if she did just out of nowhere did that, I'm good. I'm done.
You're done. Have her.
Yeah. Have her. I'm like, okay. That's
well, I mean,
up.
I feel like. You
but
know,
she was,
they said
she was
they,
clearly flirting.
Yeah,
clearly.
She definitely was. She said it was her friend.
Clear through boots. On.
Exactly. She came to make a point. What did they say?
Right.
They said they hadn't spoke really in a while, and then she just kind of shows up, and then talking to the swolest dude on the basketball court. Like, it was my friend.
Yeah,
you know, my friend Jose.
Right.
My friend Jose.
You look good. You say
Yeah, exactly.
You
right. Say exactly.
Right.
And then Drewski brings his
no
little self over there.
Ayo, and the dude had the nerve to give her a hug as Drewski was trying to grab her away. I'm like, bro,
well, that was the goodbye hug. I ain't mad at him for
that. But that was funny.
Like, yeah.
Drewski was really, really clearly trying to separate them two.
Clearly.
And the old boy was like,
you good?
He wasn't going nowhere.
The one thing that kind of bothered me was like, how did they get old boy Big Swole to say I'm single at the exact same time
he's walking up.
Drewski is walking up.
Right.
And it felt like he was just repeating that shit till he came up. Yeah, I'm single.
I'm single.
Yeah,
I'm single.
Yeah, I'm
single. Did you get it?
Like I said, I'm single. And today is February 13th and I'm single. Single.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was bad. And I feel like this whole Juicy dude, I don't understand the appeal about him. I mean, Bianca was already about him.
Right,
stop
right,
letting
right.
this.
Michelle D, I'm sorry, Lim, she just made a great point. He stays saying she a hoe on national TV. Did you see when Juicy walked over, he was like, what are you doing talking to number 32? Or is that 32?
Oh, is that number 30? Right.
Low-key, sure, he pretty much was like, yeah, hoe.
Well, again, it goes back to him. I mean, let's get down to the whole car situation.
Oh, like, right.
Like, that was a move. Stupid. That was a stupid move. Like, oh, I got a surprise for you. This ain't even your girl right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, basically.
I
bought you a new car. But you got to change your phone number.
Right.
And give me your phone.
Like, get you a new car. That's just some child.
I'm like, yo, son.
Listening to too much drink.
Right. And I'm glad because I was really scared because she got super excited, right? Because she was standing on the ground. She's like, nah, I'm still sleeping with my sisters. Maybe you can take me out to dinner. Maybe we can go from there. I was like, cool, bet. Okay, she's peeping game.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, he pulls up the car. So she's like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, please don't take that car.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And she's like, nah, I'm good. Take your car and then throws
the drink in
the
his face.
Wine in his face. In the face. Twice.
In your face.
Like, it's not empty yet. Boom.
It was a good plan. He executed horribly. That's what happened.
No, it was a dumbass plan.
No, I don't
think it was a dumbass plan.
I think it didn't matter the execution. It was dumb all the way around.
Yeah, you don't try to buy your lady back.
No.
Essentially, what are you doing?
Went wrong was where he asked her about the number and the all that.
Oh no, he's that's where shit went left. One.
Yeah,
right. But it was at a point where she was like, "Okay, I still do want to rock with you." Right. She was trying.
She was open to trying.
Right.
She was
open and to then trying. He presented the car, which got her good. And right. then he's like, with the whole number, and that's where shit went.
Went to
right,
the
but the whole thing was, he wasn't going to give up the car without that commitment.
Exactly.
Do you see what I'm saying? The whole ploy
was a trade.
It was to buy her, essentially buy her like, okay, you're mine. I'm cuffing you, like, with handcuffs.
Right.
Like I'm right. putting handcuffs on you.
Instead of the cuffs,
if you take
just
this
the car.
Yeah.
Which was a nice-ass car,
yeah.
though.
That
was,
ladies, that's that early was signs of domestic abuse.
Yeah.
Okay? So if somebody
glad, like
out
I
here
said, yeah.
trying to give you something that's mad expensive.
Right.
As a, like, hey, act right. The next right. is going to be...
Backhand.
Act right,
yeah.
You so. Can tell, I mean, I think he's definitely insecure. About himself,
for sure.
And that's why the whole when she was talking. Because the thing is, if that's your girl, like you really know that's your girl, it don't matter who she's talking to. She's like, oh, that's mine. Mm-hmm. I'm not even tripping. But of course, he waddled over there and was like, mm-hmm. Let me pull you away,
exactly.
You know, and all this kind of stuff. And it's just
that's
all
what
the
we doing.
Yeah.
And if that's your lady,
that's what we doing. Yeah.
And she talking to Big Swole and y'all where y'all supposed to be.
Right.
You ain't even worried about Big Swole.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You like, oh, Big
exactly.
Swole. That must be the homie.
Because at the time, and you getting paid.
Exactly.
You the DJ.
Right.
You getting paper. I don't know Big Swole getting paper. So,
right.
you know, so anyway, I think that whole situation is whatever. I don't like, I mean, I'm glad that she didn't, you know, again, succumb to his advances or his mm-hmm. handcuffs, so we should say. And I really think she could do a whole lot better than them, to be
yes,
honest.
I'm right here. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram.
Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
Valentine's Day is tomorrow.
And I am single. I am single.
Super single.
Hey.
I ain't got no plans. I think I'm going to Dave and Buster's with a bunch of single people.
We can hit up some Taco Tuesday, girl. What's up,
right? Taco Tuesday.
What's going on, Sky? Girl, you could be the apple in my eye.
Ooh. Look, Sky.
I'm
just trying to brighten up yo, Sky. Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we dropping lines over here.
Do you hear this?
Let me fix myself.
Oh, man. Do you guys think that Swift ever had a chance with Cardi B?
No.
Oh, Swift. I'm sorry.
Swift.
I'm thinking self.
Yeah,
sorry,
no,
sorry,
not
sorry,
self.
Sorry.
No. Did he?
Do you think he ever had a chance?
Maybe.
He tried.
Maybe.
He tried.
He did try, which I'll give him props, you know.
I think he could have had her if he didn't have a girlfriend already. Like,
no, just because at the time, she was still with her dude, too.
Right, but basically, I think once it got to the point where she was about it, the girlfriend came up and was like, then being all crazy. Remember, she came down and they got in that whole fight and all this kind of stuff because she was warming up to him. She was like, he's my producer. Mm-hmm. He's traveling. Like, they were traveling together on her tour.
Together.
You know how that goes. You start,
on
you know,
the bus.
Feelings and you together and you don't really. And
taking naps together.
And she sounds like the type of person that don't trust a whole lot of people. So she trusted him.
Yeah.
So I think, but, you know, when the whole girlfriend went bad on him, I think she was like, and so when he tried, it was kind of too little, too late. Mm. She was like, you know, now she's really about them coins because she's really getting paper out here.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just clear she put him in the friend zone.
Oh,
yes, yeah. Michelle D. Yeah, he's in the friend zone. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Super friend zone. Super friend zone.
Tough place to be in.
So,
it's tough,
No, the song Mariah Lynn did, like, is that her song, or did I hear that somewhere
else?
That
is her song that she dropped last year. Okay. Actually, no, in 2014.
Once upon a time, not long ago. I used to be a... Whoa,
I'm admitting it. Oh, no, right? Yeah, I'm offbeat and shit.
I'm admitting it. No. Okay.
Because I've heard that song before. Yeah. I mean, that song gets some rotation.
Does it?
So that's hers. That's dope. That's
her.
And she brought out Major Galore.
That was cute.
Yeah, I thought it was a good gesture.
Yeah, no, they had whatever. Beef, but
gesture of faith.
Sure. She didn't really do a whole lot on the stage.
She act like she was never on a stage before.
Yeah, that's why I'm just like,
she was like starstruck.
Yeah.
And then the dude was singing to her, I guess, but I think you're supposed to be doing something back and forth.
And her song was playing in the background.
For real, which you're supposed to be performing.
Yes, she was, I agree with that.
Yeah, she just, she wasn't doing so.
Which is crazy,
know.
Too, because we saw in previous episodes of her performance, and that was whack.
Yeah, I don't think she is a good performer at all.
Major Galore, I don't know what she's doing.
Do but she didn't perform.
She didn't, that's what I'm saying.
Major advice.
She didn't. Yeah. She didn't.
Your looks aren't going to get you by.
So, which is why originally Self didn't pick her. He picked Mariah Lynn, and then supposedly as a surprise, you know, he brings her out at Powerhouse. I like how the Creep Squad, here we go, not talking again.
The Creep Squad in the building.
Shows up. And that's when Cisco goes in for the hug from Rylan, gets instantly friend zoned. Let me get that good handshake.
Yeah.
And then Ridge's feelings.
Good?
You know, he's talking to Guns, Mr. Tim Kids. He's talking to him outside. He's talking to him outside, and he's flipping
shot,
out.
Baby, that's why I call himself Guns.
He don't miss, baby.
Hey, he got a full clip of kids, if you know what I mean. Right?
How does he get out? I'm like, who's watching these kids? He ain't got never babysit?
For real.
He's probably out a lot.
He ain't
never got a babysit?
How are you at the club
kids
right now?
And never babysit? I mean, granted, a couple of them are adults, but still. Like, come on, Guns. You need to
that's
be pulling
point.
Baby duty at some point.
That's
like,
a good
these
point.
Kids
no,
just
they just
around.
On the other side of the camera.
Oh, is that what it is?
They're probably like, and cut.
Baby,
he probably has them holding the camera. He's probably got his whole family working. All right, full you about production. To do it. We get all
man,
these checks.
My man can do a football team, low-key.
Dude.
He can have a starting O, all right?
Yo, 10 kids, though? Like, for real. Anyway, Rich gets in his feelings and, you know, he's upset. I thought that was a little blown out of proportion. I mean, I get it. You know, we said it at the top of the episode. Mm-hmm. I get that, you know, he's, you know, it's like, yo, that's the code. You know, she drove a wedge between us. But I feel like he literally, unless there was something we didn't see, he literally like went in for a hug. She friendzoned him and that was it. And then how he's just going to be like, yo, da, 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 like super mad at that. So I don't know. I thought it was a little more, maybe played it for camera. I don't know. But he was just like, I'm not for this.
Played for camera.
Well, yeah. But he wasn't for it. He peaced out and Cisco's like, what? I don't understand. I just shook her hand. Whoop de whoop de whoop. Anyway, it's the principle of the whole situation.
Yeah.
I like how, you know, we see Remy and Papoose kids stepping out.
Yeah.
They actually got to perform on Who's Next, which in New York is what everybody goes through.
Have you heard
all the up and comers?
I'm not a New Yorker, so I
mean, me neither. So okay. I haven't until the show, but I believe it.
But I do know Powerhouse does happen every year.
Yeah,
I've never heard of.
I heard of Powerhouse.
For sure. Next, whatever it is.
So his kids look like they're getting some love. Had one of the top people from one of the radio stations come check him out, get him in there. And so we didn't get to, I would like to see the performance. I kind of wanted to see what they look like on stage. Because, you know, she was saying, like, the daughter, she just now is, you know.
Being able to look her in the eye
exactly.
as she spits her bores.
As she's doing her thing. I wonder how old
I was at the corner selling crack. Mom, what?
I wonder how old, because she looks like she's still a teenager. He looks like an adult.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he looks like a grown man. He could have a kid of his own. But I feel like they're still very, very young and just now getting into this. So I hope that we can see maybe, you know, something manifesting that, maybe some music, you know, Pap's doing his thing, all of that going on. And so, Creep Squad clothing is an effect.
Are you purchasing a shirt?
No, I'm not.
Are you purchasing a shirt?
Not unless it's from Petty Swag.
Petty Swag. I like that transition.
I like that.
Petty Swag. Oh, yeah.
I likes that.
Yeah. And we didn't, it's interesting too, because, I mean, there was a lot that I felt like we did leave hanging. We did see Snoop again this episode, and we did get a wrap up with Snoop. Shout out to Michael K. Williams.
Omar will hurt you. Watch out.
That was dope. That was good to see him.
It was. Now y'all might disagree with me on this. Do you feel like they was dragging her story with this whole mama thing?
The mom thing.
Did it feel like they was just throwing that in there? Like, she needs something. Let's throw this in here.
I'll put it like this. She was done. With old girl, Jay.
For sure.
Jay Adrian.
Jay was on the end. Like, nobody cares.
Exactly. I know.
Why are you wrapping up?
You've been wrapped.
You weren't even on this episode.
Get up. No, when she kind of, and her and Jay split, I feel like there was nothing more for Snoop. So I do think that they definitely, I mean, even though it happened, I definitely think they sat
honestly,
in it a
was
lot.
The first couple of times we addressed it, it felt natural. But, like, today's episode just felt like
a little forced.
We need something to talk about.
Need something.
Yeah.
Well, you saw the whole gravesite. My thing is, like, having her body coming over to Baltimore. Yes. Her body's in Philadelphia now. And I'm like, that's a big thing.
I'm going to do research on how exactly they do that.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
I had no idea.
Yeah,
so. Well, I know, like, you have, you know, in the military, like, you know, you die in combat. Stuff like that, they ship, you know, obviously the body.
But the body's
not buried.
It's already, we're talking about already in the ground.
Exactly. No, I mean, they obviously, I mean, I know that it can be done. I mean,
physically, it makes sense.
Yeah, there's extenuating circumstances, obviously.
Somebody got to dig it up.
Supposedly, you know, she's saying that she's having trouble, you know, which I would make sense because it's, you know, here you want to take it not only to just the graveside over, take it across country.
State.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there's a lot that goes on, but it I've heard of it happen before, but it doesn't happen very often. Again, extenuating circumstances. But yes, roundabout way, I do agree with you. I think they've been sitting at a lot, even though I did like to see Michael K. Williams.
I enjoyed that. Yeah. And I enjoyed Snoop on the show, even though
I did too.
Our girl Monica said it was like, yo, I'm good. I enjoyed Snoop on the show. But it's just that part was like.
But my thing about Michael hopping on the show was he didn't really give her any advice. You guys know when you don't have anything to say, you just say, hey,
leave it up to God.
You got to be patient. Everything will work out. And he's like, oh, right, okay. Let me get this chicken.
The cliche answer.
Exactly. So it wasn't really. I think they just wanted to show his face.
I mean, that's what it's. I mean, again, I
no
mean,
they're all coming.
Yeah,
I think hey, season four.
Not to say that they're not friends or not cool. Obviously, they were on The Wire together, but The Wire was a long time ago. And again, like you said, he didn't really say a whole lot.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But I do like Snoop on the show. Her and Rima Ma and Papoose and Cardi B are my favorites.
Everybody else I could do without.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm completely good
We got
that.
Some people that you know don't really want Snoop back.
Right.
I don't know why not. I thought she was a great character.
I did.
Snoop's not bad.
I thought she was a great character. I feel like who's not going to come back is I feel like Remy Ma and Papoose aren't.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're established.
Oh, yeah.
They have Grammy nominations and all. I mean, you know, they don't need.
Like, I don't think they're coming back.
I don't think they needed it from the beginning, but it didn't hurt just to get them popping in the public eye
after
a little hiatus.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially going through, you know, what they went through with losing the child.
Right.
Mm. I'm sure that was hard.
If anything, they got more fans out of this.
Sure.
Definitely.
Sure. So, yeah. Sure. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't expect them back. Of course, Cardi B said publicly she's not coming back. This is it for her. Yeah. She's doing her Thug Thizzle. She doesn't need the show. She's good.
You like Cardi B? you want to get with me? Cardi's, yo, like, she seems so chill.
She seems cool. Yeah. She seems mad cool.
All set. Woo, 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 woo.
Actually, let's do that. Let's get into quotables. Let's do that.
Oh, yeah?
Quotables. Mine, from Cardi B, speaking of.
Okay, go ahead.
Is, what should I do? What should I do?
Back at it again with the back at it again.
I love Cardi, though. I love Cardi. I love it. I love it.
Which mine comes from Kim Bella, describing how Kim was coming out of the... little birthday party. She was like, Kim turned into Kimbo Slice. I thought
that was pretty funny.
That was funny.
Mine comes from Snoop, actually. It's, with love in my heart, hopefully I can give it to some motherfucking body.
Yes.
I was like, yo, I feel you on that. Okay.
I feel you, Snoop. I feel you on that. I got all that love, too.
But wait. There's one thing we didn't address. Drewski buying a wedding ring. Or
boy, sit down.
Then, oh, you mean at the end? Wedding, I didn't. We didn't address it because it was garbage. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't
needed.
Like, well, okay, let's really talk about that. First of all, he buys the car, right?
Right. She clearly doesn't accept that.
Doesn't accept that.
He does the same thing again. Like, this ring is the ring
would be the exact same thing. It's a statement.
I better buy your loving. Yeah. I better buy your heart.
Because
that's not working, bro.
Ultimately, this is my thing with Drewski. I don't think Drewski is as popping as what, you know, he's putting out
either.
Or what, you know, we've seen or whatever.
I don't know, man. After seeing that Porsche, I don't know.
Dude, there's a lot you could, come on, man.
Right.
Let's keep it all the way real. I don't, like, if I'm going to be honest, I don't think he bought that car.
No, I don't think he did
I don't
either.
Think about that car.
Yeah, because
I don't think he bought that car.
That's about a 70... Yes.
I don't think he bought that car. I'm not saying he ain't got bread, but I don't think he bought that car.
I'm not saying he can't buy the car.
Right.
I'm saying he didn't buy
it. I don't think he bought that car.
He did buy the car.
I don't think he bought that car. And the whole wedding ring situation, I just don't think he's, because if he's popping like he thinks he is or whatever, he wouldn't be, I'm not saying he wouldn't be sweating old girl like that, but my thing is if he loves her, all she wants to do is just get the love back. Because, like you said, before they even Carvin showed up, she was like, yeah, well, let's go on a date. Let's have dinner. Like, she was open.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then he went way left with the car. And he's like, yeah, change your number. Give me your phone and take these shackles, you know. And then we good.
Shackles.
Right. Shackles. She got her Mary Mary on it. Was like, nah, bro. I'm free. Give us free. Give us free.
Mona no doubt. Rented the car and ring.
Exactly. Probably. So I that ring garbage is that ring is not telling me nothing.
We don't believe it.
It's telling me I'm not telling me nothing. So I didn't even the whole wrap ups for me I think is all
shackles.
Shackles. For real. So I don't know. I don't think that they're gonna last. I mean, obviously we got the reunion. Two episode reunion, so we'll get some more info. I will say this about the reunion. Because we don't have the staging that we have on the regular show, I feel like we do get a lot of the good stuff in the reunion.
Right.
As far as like stuff that, you know, really went down.
Right.
One of my favorite, I mean, the reunions is crazy, but there was a lot of moments for me. But one of mine was when our boy, Atlanta, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and how well, he throws the money. Like,
oh, right. Yeah. Trying to stunt on him.
That was great, though. That was so great.
So
Stevie
ignorant.
J. Yeah, Stevie J so does ignorant. That. Everybody was like, oh. But it was, I mean, that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's unexpected stuff. You know, of course, there's fights and craziness, but I feel like we really get the real. So I'm curious.
Yeah, because pretty much this is their last time to shine, you know, their last time to have some camera time.
Sure.
So let's see who brings out the stunts, you know. Let's
absolutely.
See. You know what? Let's have a good after show.
Should we go into predictions? What's going to happen?
We're going to see a whole bunch of bullshit.
But who's going to bring the sauce? Who's going to bring some action?
You know what? Okay, sure. Yeah. Let's get into it.
Who's going to bring it?
Somebody said Judy and Kim are going at it again in the reunion.
Who the fuck is Judy?
Judy is Mendes' mom.
Pimp named Slickback. Yeah. What you mean?
No, no, that's not a pimp named Slickback. Kim is a pimp named Slickback.
Kim is a pimp. Oh, right.
Yes. Kim, that's Judy's Samantha's the mom. Other one that is the... Judy's is Mandisa's mom. Right. She's the one who's like, what?
I'm so tired of that damn conversation. It's the dumbest shit in the world. Let's get the kids together. Let's get the kids together. Let's get them together. That's what I say.
Well, this isn't about y'all.
So let's what get the if kids you together. Said it? I said, we're getting these kids together. No, we're getting these kids together.
I'm going to have the party. No, you're going to have the party.
And
come
the kids
to all of our
still
parties.
Don't get together.
And the kids
God
never
damn.
Get together.
Oh,
my God.
How many times do you got to say that shit?
That's so funny, man. All right, so predictions on what's going to happen. I'll put it like this. Who do you think is going to be the most hurt?
Ooh, okay, that's a good one.
Who do you think is going to be the most hurt?
Sam.
What's the one that you like? What's her name? The one that you like.
You like
the
Erica. Erica.
I like some
Erica.
Sam.
Well, Samantha's lighter than Erica.
What's the baby from the baby mamas, right?
But Erica. Yeah. Erica. Okay. There's Erica and Sam. Those are the baby mama sisters.
Yeah. Okay, so not the darker one, but the lighter one.
The lighter one is Sam.
She's the one that's going.
She's going to be the one that's turning.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Because she's always turning every episode.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Kimbella is going to be way turned. Just looking at this last episode with her trying to be all in the mix, I feel like...
That was my second vote.
I feel like as soon as someone isn't paying attention to her and the camera's not on her... Because Jules, her dude is super chill. Like, he's not... Jules? He's super chill. So I feel like she's going to be the one. She's like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be back next season. So let me get my shine on. And so I think she's going to be the one that's way turned and way extra. Yeah. Absolutely, and she'll fight like she throws down. So I could see her possibly getting into a fight, possibly, but definitely she's going to be the most turned.
Which too, I did want to mention for the viewers out there. There's a little Dipset beef going on right now.
Don't worry about that. Jim Jones
and Cam, and then Cam went live and shared how Dipset all got together, which was dope. And he mentioned that he got linked up with Jewels when he was only 15, and he spit some shit for him, and then Cam was like, yo, this dude's fire, and it's been history ever since. So
interesting.
It's dope, yeah.
But there's beef between them right now?
There is beef between Jim Jones and Cameron.
Jim just signed the Roc Nation.
Roc Nation, which is crazy.
I did see that.
He had beef with Jay-Z for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I saw that. Okay, so most turn, who do you think is going to be... the person that has the best outcome, like it's like shining the most.
Cardi B.
Papoose and Remy.
They're the only two that this platform has benefited them.
Right. Has done them justice.
Yeah.
I think Cardi B is going to be probably, I would say Cardi B is going to be the most, because if we had, I think like Cardi B is going to have the best end game story, just because, especially because she's already said she's not coming back. So she's winning if she's like, I don't need them Love and Hip Hop checks no more.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like she might have the best turn up situation. That's my word.
I think if somebody comes for her, she's gonna definitely go back at them. But as far as her doing all this for the extra attention, I don't think she's.
But I don't even think
she's gonna show up. She's gonna be looking cute.
Exactly. Right. I don't even think she's gonna go hard.
And then she's gonna go home. Yeah. I don't blame you, girl.
Right. Next question. Will Cisco cry?
Oh, my God. I hope he doesn't even show up. How many times?
We should make a drinking game out of this. We should make a drinking
every
game.
Time
out of
he gets every in his
every
feelings.
Time he gets in his feelings, you got to take a shot.
Hey,
who's down? Y'all down? Y'all going to do that?
Right. Exactly. Let us know. All right. We'll make it.
And if that's not a good y'all can thing. Think of something better than like him crying, if y'all can think of something better than that, let us know. Like, tweet us, hit us up. Right. And we'll make a drinking game out of this. We can Snapchat it, we can Facebook Live, whatever, and we can watch the shit together. We can make a little thing out of this.
I'm down.
That'll be dope. Yes, funny. Cisco crying.
Yeah. Will Cisco have a big ass sweater on? The question is yes. You don't even have to ask that.
Will Cisco lick his lips 10 times per minute?
Oh, yes. That's it. Every time he licks his lips, you gotta take a shot. That's the game, baby. Who down? Who tried to
this shit. Let's go.
But if we do that, I'm getting drunk on set. So I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I can do that.
Yo, son, that would be hilarious. Yeah. They got a drink every time.
Every time this gonna lose his lip. Y'all take a shot.
Hey, we
doing this. Y'all, everybody in this motherfucking chat, everybody watching this,
filming this. Doing this. Y'all be like, Jimmy is lit right now. I'm gonna be like, he done lipped his lip. Yo, way Michelle too much.
Am I my brother's keeper?
My brother's keeper.
Jeez. Yo, son, that'd be hilarious. I think it's gonna go. We definitely having a Creep Squad reunion. I think they're definitely gonna, you know, talk about that story. I really do not want to hear about this baby mama situation.
No, I could give two shits.
We've heard it all season.
Yeah,
we actually didn't get any send off from Tara, and
that's fine. I'm okay with that. You know, what do I need that for?
Yeah, we didn't get a send off from. It would be from Guns. And I think Guns is too busy with all his kids to do a sit-off.
Guns, can you do the sit-off?
No, man, I got three of them with me right now. I can't. Nah, dude, I can't get away.
Yeah. I got the mini.
Right. Nah, it's not happening. That's funny. He didn't get.
He need a pass, but he need a school bus.
And he need a sprinter. That's what he need.
A subway train. This brother,
city bus.
Right here with all them kids and grandkids. This brother got
these dudes are clowns.
This brother
got
grandkids the same age as his kids, son. Like, this dude is really wilding. He's wilding, man. Shout out to Guts, man.
Shout out to Guts.
He said he can't have no more kids. Uptown, baby.
If anybody lives to their name, it's Guts, baby.
Guts.
He's shooting all over the place.
All over.
Don't get hit.
Yeah.
Watch out.
This brother be getting people pregnant walking by. What's up, girl? I'm pregnant. Oh, man, I got another one coming.
I got another one. I'm going to call him Gunny.
Right. All right. How many variations of Guns? this is my little nephew.
This one Harlem.
Right, yeah, right.
You know, this I got one. My baby Brooklyn here.
Right.
You know.
Baby Yonkers.
Baby Long Island.
Manhattan's all the way, yo. I'm excited.
Manhattan's all the way.
This is the last one.
I can't even have them if I tried. Watch them have one more. Watch somebody be pregnant on a reunion.
You know when God has a plan.
Oh, they always bring it. We've been blessed.
Oh, my God. Damn, look at this dude. I love how he gets sensitive. Like, that's my favorite with him because he just like, remember that one? Love is love. Like,
it's love.
It's love. It's love. That's what it is. Like, I feel like he should, like, he could do, like, his own talk show. Oh, like, Guns can have, like, a talk show.
Oh, yeah, he could be a Dr. Phil.
Yeah, for real. Dr. Guns. Dr. Guns be coming out. What should I do? Well, let me tell you something. Let me I would do is...
it's
guns.
Love.
I can't love. Miss.
Just love is love. Like, every answer is love is love. No matter what the question is, man.
It's love.
Oh, man. This show is crazy. All right, so we got two night reunion specials.
Two nights.
Next week. Yeah. So make sure you stay tuned in.
Stay tuned, all the
craziness. I'm excited just to see what kind of, you know, stuff has manifested since the taping is over. Because, you know, it's been some time. I'm sure some social media stuff going back and forth. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see what goes down. But, man, that's our show. Ratchet Mondays, you know what it is. Love and Hip Hop. I want to thank you for tuning in. Thank you, everyone that was part of the live chat.
Where are y'all?
Everybody holding it down.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez. And as always, you can find me at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Check out my website, stayonthemic.com. Jimmy V.
You know it's your boy, Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Dad. And the blog, once again, booming. BeYourOwnDad.blogspot.com. Come step into my life.
Khalil Boo Boo, a.k.a. Batman. Shout out to Petty Swag once again. Y'all go check him out. I just posted a picture. The link's in my bio. Go check it out.
Do all that good shit.
Do it all. Until then, we'll see you next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.